Lecture topic, Amal and Akhlaq go hand in hand.
Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi, rahmatullahi alayhi. The Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Ali Thani, rahmatullahi alayhi. So he, one morning after the Fajr Salah, he was leaving from the masjid. So as he was leaving, after whatever he needed to complete his amal and so on, so as he was departing, so one young person was seated somewhere in one corner of the masjid, and he was making dua, and making dua very, very earnestly, and he was crying and really engrossed in his dua. So it says that when I saw him, so I wanted to stop those who were coming along with me, some of his murids and so on. I wanted to show them, look, this is what you call an ashiq of Allah Ta'ala. This is how this person is engaged and engrossed in dua, and this is what is what it is called to be an ashiq. But then just as I was about to do that, one elderly person was also walking out. So wherever this person was seated, that person probably didn't notice that he was so close to him or whatever, he ended up bumping into him. So while this person is busy in his dua, and this elderly person ended up bumping into him. So when this elderly person bumped into him, he just stopped his dua and he woke up, and he then started shouting at this person, that, are you blind? Can't you see where you're walking? I'll give you one slap just now and sort you out. So he says that this person, I got a shock. I thought he was the wali of the time. It turned out that he's still quite a bit of a shaitan. That this is his akhlaq, this is his character, with an elderly person who by mistake bumped into him, and now this is his reaction. So now, one is the amal that a person should engage in. Obviously, he must engage in that amal. He must make dua very earnestly. He must try to complete some nawafil as well. So all this is very much part of becoming close to Allah Ta'ala. But a person is making all the nawafil that he can, but his akhlaq is very, very low, doesn't have any manner of doing things. And like this particular instance, this person was engrossed in dua, but what happened was something out of the blue. And it's out of the blue issues that really bring out a person's reality. Things that happen out of the blue bring out what is inside a person. So now, somebody else would have seen him, like in one riwayat is mentioned, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he once said that la yaghurrannaka, that don't allow the person's crying at night deceive you. So somebody is making ibadat, waking up for tahajjud, and he's crying. MashaAllah, that in itself is very good. But don't let that deceive you in making a judgment without having first seen the person in terms of how he conducts himself, especially when something comes up out of the blue. And in terms of his dealings, in terms of his social life, you haven't seen that, then don't see this alone and make a judgment on him. That this person, you ticked him on, he's fine, perfect. For example, now there's a need for or to make a decision about a proposal. So now he said, no, this person, mashallah, he wakes up for tahajjud every night. So now, the tahajjud is excellent, but what is his akhlaq all about? Therefore, in the Hadith Sharif, it comes that إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. When a person has proposed whose deen, meaning he's a person of deen, and his akhlaq. Now, akhlaq is part of deen, but that is separately highlighted, that his deen and akhlaq is in order, then don't reject that proposal. So now that was the primary aspect. To become Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to say, you want to become a buzruk, go somewhere else. Because the understanding of being a buzruk was just to recite a lot of wazaif. That became the understanding, which is a wrong understanding. So you want to become a buzruk, go somewhere else. You want to become insan, you want to become a human being, then come here. So that's the thing, that sometimes we manage to become buzrugs, but we don't yet manage to become insan. That kind of buzrug is not counted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. That buzrug is a buzrug who's first become an insan. So we have to learn first to become insan, and that is by the akhlaq, adopting the correct akhlaq. And obviously, all the things that are required in deen, that has to be in place. for a person to get close to Allah Ta'ala. But this key aspect is his akhlaq together with the foundation of deen, the foundation of the fara'is, wajibat, staying away from haram. The key aspect is akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala gives that.